40 Days of Words. When softness is needed, Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Hi, this is Jim Brown. People today are upset and angry, and I suspect we can think of a batch of reasons why they are. We're living in a time when everyone wants to stick up for their own rights and opinions. But because so many are angry, they're on a hair trigger to let their anger out where it can become harsh and like a raging forest fire. I can remember a couple of huge fires we had near where we're living in North San Diego County. The fires were out of control and not responding, at least for a while, to all the attempts to suppress or redirect them by the fire crews. An angry outburst is similar. Once it starts, once the horse is out of the barn, it is nearly impossible to quench. Like the wildfires, wrath will continue to damage indiscriminately and can destroy much before settling down. So here, wise Solomon is telling us how to diffuse such a situation with a soft answer. One commentator said, quote, "Many conflicts arise not because the issues separating the parties are so great, but because of the temperaments people bring to a confrontation," unquote. Another said that, quote, "Soft speech is like oil on bruised skin to soften and heal it. Painful speech has the effect of oil poured on a fire," unquote. It takes self-control, which the Holy Spirit can help us with, to not fly off the handle when provoked, but rather to use a soft answer in the face of harshness. My prayer, Lord, I need help controlling my tongue, especially when I think I'm right and the other person is wrong. I know there's a place for discussion and debate, but I also know that I often pick the wrong time. Help me to control my tongue, as Solomon writes here, and to lean on you to help me. Amen.